This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Over the weekend, an iconic figure in Cincinnati politics died. Bobby Stern was 97. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson covered Stern on Cincinnati City Council for years and joins me this morning to remember her. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So tell us what Bobby Stern was like, both as a politician and as a human being.
Oh, Marianne, I know I'm not supposed to have favorites, but Bobby Stern really was one of my favorite people I've met in politics. She was gracious. She was kind to people. She had this way about her. She was a very dignified person, and she spoke very reasonably. I mean, this was a woman who, in her younger years, had been a combat nurse on the beaches of Normandy during World War II. So there wasn't a whole lot that could happen at Cincinnati City Hall that was going to rattle Bobby Stern. And I used to just love her when she was in her 70s and she was driving her silver Corvette roaring up to park in front of City Hall. I mean, it was just something to see. I mean, she was an amazing, amazing person.
Tell us what she was like as a debater.
Well, if you were a council member who disagreed with her on an issue and you wanted to get into a debate on the floor of council, you were treading on thin ice because she was not going to lose that debate. She was very well reasoned. She had done her homework. And it was really just not advisable to pick a fight with Bobby Stern with using political rhetoric.
She was a woman in politics at a time when women in politics were much more rare than they are today. And
yes,
there weren't many women in politics before her. What was that like? What impact did she have as a female politician in Cincinnati?
She had an enormous impact, I think, on a couple of generations at least of women in politics in Cincinnati. Roxanne Qualls was a good example. Bobby was a mentor to her. Denise Driehaus, who is now a county commissioner. There were others, many, many others who were inspired to get involved in politics because of Bobby Stern and because they believed in her, but they also saw her as a great example of what you could achieve in politics. And that was a lasting impact. And I think there are younger women in politics today who probably don't even realize it, but they're standing on her shoulders.
What was she most passionate about?
She was very passionate about a lot of issues. I mean, she was a nurse by profession. She was very, very passionate about the health clinics in the city of Cincinnati and preserving funding for those health clinics, particularly in the low-income neighborhoods, which provided health care for poor children, low-income children. If you look around downtown and you see the curb cutouts for wheelchairs on the corners, that was Bobby Stern. She insisted that we have those for people in wheelchairs. She was interested in those kind of issues. Back when she was mayor in the 1970s, she actually declared Gay Rights Day, which in the 70s was just absolutely unheard of. I mean, it was just something you didn't talk about, but she was passionate about that issue as well.
So as you look at the whole history of Cincinnati politics, and there certainly have been a number of people that stand out, where does she fit in?
She's one of the interesting people because I think, you know, she may be like kind of the last of the pure Charterites. She was very devoted to the Charter Committee, the independent political party in Cincinnati that had helped found, that had founded in the 1920s, this council manager form of government. And she was very, very much devoted to the idea that a city council member and city council itself was supposed to set policy and then step back and let the city manager and the department heads do the day-to-day operations of the city and not interfere. And she was very, very insistent on that. And she was the watchdog, basically, for the charter form of government.
So there was one council member she sort of disagreed with a bit?
Well, yeah, John Merlesino, you know, who was had his four-day promise that, you know, if you call him up and he'll fix your problem, whatever it is, and he would actually, you know, call up the department heads, call up the city manager, and he'd get, you know, get things done. It just used to make her furious that he was getting that involved, you know, in the day-to-day problems of constituents, because that was the administration's job. But as mad as she got at him, John Merlesino was a funny guy, and she liked to laugh, and John made her laugh, and they got along, you know, personally very well.
Bobby Stern died over the weekend. She was 97.
Yes.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.